弟兄姐妹平安。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas.
要不要跟你的左右邻舍也讲圣诞快乐
？Let's say a Merry Christmas to people sitting next to you. Merry Christmas to all of you.
So now you can take off your sunglasses. 、what I'm going to share with you today is motivated by a Bible study guide book by Poppy Smith.
我今天要跟大家分享的这个信息是我自己个人一个灵修的一个书，是从一个人叫 Poppy Smith。
My wife said it is somewhat ironic that I would be sharing with you on this topic.
我的妻子跟我讲说，真是非常的讽刺。我让大家来分享这一个信息。
And Bob could not agree more.
但是 Bob 是绝对是非常赞成的。
For they think that I'm the last person to talk about speaking
wisely. 他们认为我是绝对不是一个能够在这个信息上面来分享的人。
Well, but I think it is a good reminder to myself.
但是我觉得这对我来讲是一个非常重要一个提醒，个人上面。
So I'm willing to submit myself, expose myself to any humiliation.
所以我认为，即使再怎么样任何的讽刺，我都要让大家分享，为分享这一方面的信息。
We all know words have power.
我们都知道话语带着能力。
The power to build up and the power to destruct.
能力能够建立，也能够摧毁。
Do you want to know how powerful words are?
你知道话语的能力有多强吗
？Just take a look and read Proverbs 18:21.
我们翻开箴言十八章二十一节，你就看到了。
The tongue has the power of life and death.
生死在舌头权下。
It's a matter of life and death.
这真是生命跟死亡，全世都在舌头下面。
The words can be inspiring, humorous, comforting, and assuring.
话语可以有激励，可以是幽默，可以安慰，也可以确定。人
they can also be discouraging, distasteful, causing heartache,
也是会让人家丧志
doubts,
或是不愉快，或者是产生一些头痛，或是产生疑惑。
We can use words to edify people or to hurt people.
言语可以造就人，也可以伤害人。
A disheartened person can be inspired by some encouraging words.
一个灰心的人，真是受到一个激励的话语，他能够重新建立。
And a person in distress or of great sorrow can be comforted by some kind and loving words.
一个有忧心的，而且是忧心的人经常我们给他鼓励的话，他能够接受。
On the other hand, relations that take a long time to develop can quickly be ruptured or even ruined.
另外一面来讲，一个关系，一个长久的关系，因为一些不小心的话言，这个关系就会完全摧毁甚至破坏，甚至摧毁。
Spoken words express who we really are, what we think, and what we cherish.
我们讲出来的话语跟我们反映出我们真正的是什么样的人，我们心里在想什么，我们真爱的是哪些事项。
Words reveal our thoughts, our attitudes, and our beliefs.
话语代表了我们表现出我们的思想、我们的态度跟我们信仰的忠贞。
Jesus said, "For out of the flow of the heart, the mouth speaks."
耶稣说，因为心里所充满的，口就说出来。
But why are our words so powerful?
但是我们的话语为什么会带有这么大的能力呢
？Because we are made in the image of God.
因为我们每个人都是神的形象造出来的。
We are a spiritual being.
我们真是一个灵里面的一个存在。
And our words shall reveal our heart and our spirit.
所以我们讲出来的话就代表我们的灵，代表我们的心。
Do you know any animals, any other animals that can do that?
你们知道有任何的动物能够做这样方面的事情吗
？Have you ever seen a dog articulate its thoughts and communicate them with a fellow dog?
你有没有看到有一只狗可以另外一只狗这样详细的讲话，跟他讲他心里面的思想吗
？Speaking wisely And I'm not talking about speaking eloquently, wittily, or astutely in a worldly way.
讲智慧的话，我并不是讲说这个人非常的有口才，能够讲啊非常机智的话，甚至啊属世的方式。
I'm talking about speaking to glorify God.
当我讲这
edify people around you.
当我讲说智慧的话，我在讲说我们是要以神的方式来讲，而且能够建立周遭的啊朋友。
So we read in Proverbs 25:11, a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
箴言25:11这样的讲，一句话说的合一，就如同金苹果在银网子里。
And I'm sure we all long for gold in settings of silver.
当然，我们每个都希望有银网子里面有个金子，我们都要了。
And as Christians, we do want to glorify God.
Yeah, 因为我们都是基督徒，我们真的心里都想要荣耀我们的神。
And I might add, as a matter of fact, for those who may be on the job market sometime in the future, I submit to you that being able to speak wisely may also be helpful to your career.
我也是建议大家，如果现在还在找工作，准备要找工作的，能够说出智慧的话，真的是帮助你找工作啊，非常的有效。
So one of the former presidents of a theological seminary once wrote about his criteria on hiring faculty for the seminary.
有一个神学院的一个校长要雇他的那个调职员的时候，有一些那个不同的这个评判的准则。
So he said.He always asked the following questions before he would make an offer to a faculty candidate.
他对他们问了为这些来申请工作的问了这些下面几个问题。
So a list of questions are the following.
这些问题就是这样子的。
Does he wait his turn to speak?
他是不是等到他的时间再说话？
Does she have the need to put in the last word?
他是不是永远需要讲最后的那一句话？
Does he try to one up on everyone's story?
他是不是一直想要让他都在出现在每个人的事情里？
Does she sound off in the area of her incompetency?
当他在有些他不能做的事情，他还是大声的讲话吗？
Can he say I don't know?
他是不是敢说我不知道？
I guess most of the professors cannot get a job from him then.
用这一句话来讲的话，几乎没有一个人能够真的进入他的教职员的责任来教职员的这个工作。
And the last question, does he repeat himself often?
最后一个问题是，他是不是经常在重复他自己？
So he said, those people that checked the yes boxes on those questions would not be hired.
所以说，当那些都问题都是 yes 的话，那这个人就不会被雇用。
Because they lack the sensitivity and modesty that are needed to do an adequate job and to be a good citizen on the faculty.
如果是因为这样子，他没有谦虚，也不会有一个敏感度，能够在一个学校的工作里面变成一个很好的一个公民。
They hurt people's feeling and shatter morale.
他会伤到人家的感情，也会让所有的士气减低。
Well, I'm thankful that he was not a department chair who interviewed me when I was looking for a job.
我真是感谢他不是我这个部门这个的主管。
So how do we speak wisely?
所以说我们怎么样能够说智慧的话呢
？To speak wisely, we must first know that all.Wisdom comes from God.
我们必须要了解的所有的智慧都是从神而来
，and nowhere else.
而且不会从别的地方，除了神以外。
We should then recognize the need of a change of our heart and attitude.
所以说，我们第一件要事情的是把我们的心跟我们的态度改变过来。
For things that come out of our mouth comes from heart.
因为出口的就是从心里发出来的。
Last but not least, we must resolve.That our mouths shall not sin.
而且我们更要知道是我们的口绝对不可以有过失。
We all know that wisdom comes from God.
我们都知道我们的智慧是从神而来。
And there's no dispute among us.
我觉得在这方面我们不会有一些的纠纷。
I will therefore focus on changing our heart and attitude.
所以说我今天的信息要专注在改变我们的心跟态度。
The first few verses in today's scripture reading address the need to do that.
在我们读经的前几段里面就是谈到这几个问题。
To put off our old self.
把我们的旧人除去。
Which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.To be made new in the attitude of our minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Once we become a Christian, we are called to transform into a new person.
当我们变成一个基督徒，我们接受这一个呼召。把我们变成一个新人。
But the question is, what should that person be, and how should that person behave?
那真正的问题是在哪里？我们这个新人必须怎么样的去行为，怎么样的去做
？God wants us to be righteous and be holy.
神要我们有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
He wants us to put off falsehood and speak truthfully.
他要我们弃绝谎言。说跟与邻舍说诚实话。
Proverbs 12:19, we read.
箴言十二章第十九节这样子的说。
Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment.
口吐真言永远坚立，舌说谎话只存片时。
So often we are tempted to say something to advance ourselves at work.
经常我们会因为我们要工作上面要上升，我们讲了一些我们该说的话
，or to advance our own agenda in a group discussion，
或是让我们自己想要做的事情，在一个讨论的时候，我们讲一些不事实的话
，or to make us look good or sound good or be heard，
或者是让我们自己觉得看起来我们在别人眼中里面看得非常的好，我们讲一些不实在的话。
We thought we are not lying when we are simply stretching the truth a little bit.
我们经常在认为我们不是在说谎，我们只是把真理稍微拉开一点点。
But actually, that's not any different from lying.
那实际上你只要不是讲实话，就是说谎。
Politicians do that all the time.
你们都知道，政客经常都是这样的做。
If you have listened to any of the campaign speech or advertisement, you know what I'm talking about.
你如果有听到这个在竞选的这些讲的这些话公开的话、公开的演说跟一些广告，你就知道我在讲什么。
Hillary Clinton said she and her daughter were dodging bullets, landing under sniper fire in one of their trips to Bosnia.
这个Hillary Clinton 跟她的女儿就讲了说，他们到去 Bosnia 去访问的时候，她必须要躲过这个子弹的射击。
But thank God for technology.
但是因为我们有科技
，they're able to dig out the video clip from myriads of video tapes.
这些新闻的采访人有办法找到了这个影像的一个简单的一个 clip.
And show that she was actually.Not telling the truth.
讲出来的话等于是不是他说的不是完全的真实。
Obama said John McCain voted against supporting veterans.
奥巴马跟那个约翰 McCain 也是他们在讲的话，他认为是 McCain 没有去支持这个退休的不是退伍的军人。
But if you give it some thoughts,
但是如果实际想的话。
How could any responsible public servant or public officer vote against veterans?
你知道一个真正的一个政府的公务员，他们基本上不会去反对这个任何对退休军人有不利的事情。
Besides, McCain himself is a veteran.
而且 John McCain 自己本身也是退伍军人。
He voted against the bill because there were a lot of other things attached to that bill.
他对这个法案不通过的原因，是因为这个法案对政府有很多不利的事情。
Put a lot of unnecessary burden on the government.
他会让政府有很多的这个压力。
We're not politicians.
我们都不是政客。
And even if we were,
即使我们是的话,
as Christians, we need to speak the truth.
但是我们都是基督徒, 我们必须要讲实话,
to bear good testimony and to glorify God.
而且是成为, 神的, 见证, 而且能够荣耀神,
and know that falsehood does not please Him.
我们知道说谎言, 是不让神喜悦的,
it does not edify anyone.
不会造就任何人,
not even ourselves.
甚至不会造就我们自己,
we don't need that.
我们真的是不需要说谎话。
We all know that it is hard to be it's not hard to be transformed and to speak the truth for a short time.
我们知道能够改变成新人讲实话在短暂的时间里面并不是太难。
But to do that always,
但是经常的这样做的话,
we need some help.
我们必须要有一些帮助。
We need to control ourselves.
我们必须要控制我们自己。
We need to be able to control our thoughts.
而且要控制我们的心思,
so that we can control our tongue.
所以我们可以控制我们的舌头。
And that is not easy.
我们知道这个是不是非常容易的事情。
We need the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要从圣灵那边取得帮助。
We need the Holy Spirit to help us, and we need to pray persistently.
我们必须从圣灵来帮助, 而且必须要不断的祷告。
So that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be pleasing to God.
所以我们口中的言语, 心里的意念, 会, 可以在神面前蒙悦纳。
In verse 26, we read, In your anger, do not sin.
26章26节这样的讲, 生气却不要犯罪。
And in verse 27, do not give the devil a foothold.
27节这样的讲, 也不可给魔鬼留地步。
For once you give a foothold, you're going to open a big door that everybody can penetrate.
你如果让魔鬼有个地步的话, 你就会帮门打开, 让他会继续的深入。
And in verse 29, it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
29节这样的讲, 污秽的言语一句都不可以出。
All these verses allude to one important thing.
这些的, 章节都这样的, 讲到一件事情, 教导这件事情。
That is tame your tongue and control your anger.
驯服你的舌头, 控制你的, 愤怒。
We can find many useful verses in Proverbs giving us advice on this topic.
我们从箴言里面可以找到很多的这个对我们有帮助的这个经节。
That is the topic of how to control our tongue, how to tame our tongue and control.
我们怎样能够驯服我们这个舌头，然后控制我们的 愤怒。
And perhaps I can just share a few of them with you.
我可以跟大家一起分享几句的章节。
17:14.
在箴言17章第14节这样子的说。
Says, starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. So drop the matter before a dispute.
纷争的起头如水放开，所以在纷争之先，必当止息争进。
19:11. A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense.
箴言第十九章第十一节这样的讲：人有见识就不轻易发怒，宽恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀。
And listen to this, 29:11.
那我们再看一下箴言的二十九章第十一节。
A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control.
遗忘的人怒气前发，但是智慧的人忍气含怒。
We know that we often want to be the person to put in the last word in a conversation.
我们都知道，我们经常在一个在 争吵当中需要讲最后的一句话。
I'm one of those people.
我就是其中的那一个人。
But that's folly.
但这是真的是非常的愚妄。
There is time to be quiet.
真的是有时间我们必须要安静。
There's time to speak up.
有时间我们必须要说话。
Actually, if you think about it, a truly wise person uses few words.
真的我们自己想的话，真的是非常智慧的人，只用几句话就可以把话讲清楚。
You know, even fools are thought to be wise when they keep their mouth shut.
其实很聪明的人经常都是非常的安静的。
With their mouth shut, they seem intelligent.
他不讲话都觉得非常的有智慧。
I heard a story about a person's father.
我听到有一个做父亲的人的一个故事。
He said his father was a man of few words.
他说他的父亲真的是不多说话。
But whenever he spoke, everyone listened and listened very, very carefully.
但是他只要一嘴巴话只要一打开，大家就会听，而且听得非常的仔细。
When he was 17,
当这个小朋友17岁的时候，
his father came into his room and gave him a set of keys.
他的父亲跑到，不是跑到，来到他的房间，给他了一串新车的钥匙。
He told him, "These are keys to your new car."
他跟他讲说：“哎呀，这一串钥匙是你新车子的钥匙。”
He said, "I don't want to get any phone call from a police or any of the girl's parents."
但是我不要接到任何警察的电话，也不要接到任何你girlfriend的父亲的电话。
Then he just walked out of the room.
他父亲就离开了。
He said he was so horrified that
这个小朋友听得非常的害怕。
That whenever he drove, he was very, very careful.
所以当他在开车的时候，真的是非常小心谨慎。
And for the longest time, he did not even dare to let any girl get into his car.
你们都听懂他在讲什么吗？
So, speaking wisely is not to boast or vent our anger or to slander.
讲智慧话并不是要讲大话，也不是要发我们的愤怒，也不是要讲毁谤的话。
In the book of James, in chapter 3, we can read.
在雅各书第三章，很仔细的讲这方面的事情。
There are several places about this. It says, "The tongue is a small part of our body, but it makes great boast."
舌头在白体里面是最小的，但是却能够说大话。
It is a fire, a world of evil among all parts of the body.
舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能够污秽全身。
With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse men who have been made in Christ's likeness.
我们用舌头称赞那为主为父的，我们用舌头又咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。
We should not let praise and curse come out of the same mouth.
我们真的是不应该让颂赞、诅咒同时间从我们的舌头出来。
I know that we all heard this childhood taunt.
我们都知道，我们这个有幼儿的一些常用的话。
Saying, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me."
我们知道这个石头跟那个棍子真的是不会打断我的骨头，但是话语永远不会伤害我。
And we know that it's not true.
我们都知道这件事情这样子讲实在是不是非常的真实。
Even at a very young age, I think he was only about 9 years old or 10.
即使在非常年小的时候，9岁到10岁的时候。
I don't know if he remembers it, but Alan told me one time as I was driving him home from school, he was in the back of the car.
我的儿子跟我讲，在我开车送他回家的时候。
I don't know how the conversation came out.
我不知道是这个谈话是怎么样开始的。
But he said to me very calmly, as a matter of factly, unassumingly.
And 他就是毫不疑惑的这样跟我讲。
And in a very assertive way.
非常确实的一个声调。
He says, "Sticks and stones will not break my bone, but words hurt me more."
棍子石头打不断我的骨头，但是话语却会伤害的我很多。
I know he's smart.
我知道他这时候就是非常的聪明。Speaking
wisely is to flee from gossip.
要讲智慧的话，真的是我们要快快的。 躲开闲言闲语。
Do you know why people gossip?
你知道为什么人会讲闲言闲语呢？
Have you thought about it?
你会不会仔细去想过为什么人要讲闲言闲语？
I think people gossip because, number one,
我认为人会讲闲言闲语，第一个原因是
curiosity,
好奇心啊。
To get the juicy piece of information that satisfies your curiosity.
要拿到一些最新的消息，信息能够满足你的好奇心。
But you think about it, why should we care who that Britney Spears is?
但是你要想想看， 我为什么必须要 Britney Spears 的个人的这个事情呢？
Why should we care who she's dating?
我们为什么要去想， 为什么要知道她现在跟谁在 dating?
As Christians, we really do not need to probe into other people's privacy.
作为一个基督徒， 真的是我们是不需要去知道别人的一些私事。
It's a waste of our time and energy.
这真是浪费我们的时间， 浪费我们的能力。
It does not edify anybody.
而且也不会造就任何一个人。
It does not glorify God.
而且不荣耀我们的主。
Number two.
第二个要点。
We gossip because we want to feel part of the group.
我们讲闲言闲语， 因为我们认为我们要到一个群体的中间。
We need attention. We want to get attention.
我们觉得我们要受到注意。
We want to be in the know. Have you heard of this expression? In the know.
我们要怎么样？ 要消息灵通。
People gossip because they want others to think that they know a lot of things.
人讲闲言闲语， 因为他们必须要让人家知道他什么都知道。
And they are sort of at the center of the information sources.
他们就变成一个所有信息的来源的中心。
But you know what?
但是你知道吗？
Those who gossip get hurt sooner or later.
但是那些讲闲言闲语的， 迟早会受到伤害。
Probably sooner rather than later.
但是我在想， 大部分都是很快， 但是不会很慢。
So why do we gossip?
第三点， 为什么我们会讲闲言闲语？
Number three, pride.
第三点， 就是我们的骄傲。
Because we want to feel that we are in control.
但是我们要感觉到我们能够控制所有的事情。
Because we want to feel that we have the power.
要让我们觉得我们有能力。
Actually, more often than not,
经常是这样子的。
When we gossip, we are just trying to show that we are better than the person that we're talking about.
当我们讲闲言闲语的话， 我们就是要让人家了解我们比 在闲言闲语的主题这个人要更好。
We're passing judgment.
我们去 judge人家。
So if you think about all these three things,
我们讲到这三点的时候，
at the end of the day,
在今天的结束，
if we let our curiosity, our pride, or our self-centered desire of attention to direct our behavior or direct our tongue,
如果我们让我们的好奇心， 我们的骄傲 跟我们自己自私的一个想法挪窃我们的心， 而且导致我们的行为的话， 我们把神放在心里的哪一部分？
And what's the place for God in your heart?
那神在我们心里的哪一个部分呢？
Verse 31, we read
31节这样的讲，
It says, get rid of all bitterness,
一切的苦毒,
rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
一切的苦毒, 恼恨, 愤怒, 喧闹, 诽谤, 并一切的恶毒, 都当从你们中间除掉。
Speaking wisely is to build up others and to glorify God.
讲智慧的话是建立其他的人， 所以我们可以荣耀我们的神。
Not to glorify ourselves.
但是不是荣耀我们自己。
Verse 29,
29节这样的讲，
Talk only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs.
只要随时说造就人的好话， 叫听见的人得益处。
That it may benefit those who listen.
叫听见的人得益处。
God wants us to tame our tongue, control our anger, and speak wholesome words to edify our brothers and sisters.
神要我们能够控制我们的舌头，控制我们的恼恨， 能够讲一些对别人有益的话， 这样子我们就能够造就我们的弟兄跟姐妹。
And we may all say that that's easier said than done.
我们都讲这样讲比做的要难。
But actually,
讲比做的要简单。
But actually, sisters and brothers,
但是实际上， 姐妹弟兄们，
we have help from this Bible.
我们在圣经里面就是给我们很多的帮助。
Apostle Paul gave us a good tip.
使徒保罗给我们一个非常好的一个原则。
In Philippians 4:8，
在腓立比书第四章第八节这样子的说
，He wrote, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things."
使徒保罗这样的讲，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么要称赞的，这些事你们都要思念。
Therefore, if we can always constantly think about such wonderful things, meditate on them, I'm sure we can speak more wisely.
如果说我们能够不断的在这些方面的继续尽上努力，在我们心里面经上去思想这些事情，我们就能够讲智慧的话。
Speaking wisely is speaking words of love and encouragement to those in need.
讲智慧的话是讲，讲带的话语有爱，而且有帮助的话给需要的人。
Verse 31.
三十一节这样子的讲。
Be kind and compassionate to one another.
要以恩慈相待，存怜悯心。
Forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里面饶恕了你们一样。
So last Tuesday morning, I was proctoring a final exam.
所以说，在上个礼拜我正在监考最后的一个期末考。
So as the students were working on the problems I gave them, I was working on my proposal.
当学生在考试的时候，我正在写我另外一个提案。
It was a very stressful week because there were a lot of due dates and they were all after the final exam. I had to make up the final exam first and grade the final exam and then do all those things to submit them in time.
上个礼拜真是对我来讲是非常忙碌，我有很多事情要做，不只要监考，要考试，还有做 proposal.
So during the exam, I felt the urge of getting a cup of coffee.
所以在考试的时候，我觉得哎呀，真的是要去拿一杯咖啡。
And so I went upstairs to the faculty lounge.
所以我到了楼上去，要到一个教职员的一个小 lounge。
So I was walking to the faculty lounge on the way over there。
当我到那个小餐厅的时候碰到了一个人。
I ran into a guy who's the director of our Canup Teaching Center。
我碰到的这个人是我们这个教职员在教导中心的一个主任。
And he greeted me with a firm handshake and a big smile on his face.
他这样子的接待我，跟我握一个手，握手。
And he said, "Yifang, what a pleasant surprise to see you in this corner."
说，哎呀，易方啊，真是非常的荣耀，非常的高兴在这地方碰到你。
I'm so happy to see you because it gives me an opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas.
那真是让高兴你碰到你，有这个机会能够跟你讲圣诞节快乐。
So can I offer you a cup of coffee?
让我给你一杯咖啡吗
？And That really cheered me up.
真是让我心里非常的雀跃。
Not that the coffee was so precious, but his attitude, his greeting.
不是因为这个杯咖啡，但是是这一个人对我欢迎我的这个态度。
So, and that actually lasted for quite a while.
但那一个雀跃真是让我高兴了好久。
And you know, he didn't really do much. He just say hi and say a few good words, and that.Helped a person.
他真的是没有做什么事情，只是跟我握握手，讲了几句话，就这样子而已。
At a workshop a few weeks ago.
在几个礼拜之前，我们有一个workshop.
Professor Meters spoke of transformation of our mind and attitude from self-centered to selfless.
Meadle 教授讲了这个，说我们要。更新变换，把我们的心灵跟思想，心灵从一个自我的中心改到无自我的中心。
Understand selfishness is an unshakable human frailty.
我们都知道这个自私真的是人无法破坏、无法变化的一个弱点。
In Chinese, we say 人不自私，天诛地灭。Right.
You understand.
So.Becoming self.
Okay.
All right. I'll explain it to you later. But Becoming selfless to me is a lofty goal. I don't know about you.
Yeah, 我们要变成无自私啊，无我的话，真的是非常一个非常高的一个目标。
But if we are constantly thinking about ourselves, we're constantly trapped in a self-pity or self-centered, egotistic thoughts, we would not be able to speak wisely, will we?
但是如果我们经常是想到我们自己，而且我们经常是只考虑到自己利己的一些思想，我们怎么能够对其他人讲有智慧的话，建立其他人呢？
How can we build up others? How can we help others if all we are concerned with is ourselves?
我们能够怎么样能够帮助人？如果我们的思念只想到我们自己。
So in addition to that, the transformation from self-centeredness to selfless. Let me submit to you another thought.
除了我刚才讲从自私到无自私之外，我让大家另外建立一个建议大家另外一个想法。
We need a transformation from a man-centered mentality to God-centered mentality.
最重要要做的就是更换，从某一个人以人为中心的一个思念，转到神以神为中心的一个思念想法。
Not too long ago, I know it was like a fashion. I saw a lot of people wearing a wristband that wrote WWJD.
在一段时间有一些不久时间，有人在弄了一个手腕上面的一个圈圈环环，上面写的是 WWJD.
And I know you know that. That's what would Jesus do.
我知道你都知道这是讲什么。
What would Jesus do, right?
我能够不，耶稣基督会怎么做？
But I think that's a good thing. That's a good reminder to us all.
我觉得对我们来讲都是一个非常好的一个提醒。
Because if I can always think of WWJD for me, myself.
如果说我经常能够想到耶稣基督会怎么做
，I'm sure I would have gotten into a lot fewer troubles.
我相信我的麻烦困扰会比较少一点点。
When we are confronted with a situation that we must speak, think about what Jesus would say.
当我们碰到有一些状况的话，我们必须要说话，我们必须要想到耶稣基督会怎么说。
Think about the stories of Jesus answering questions of a tax, of paying tax to Caesar.
我们想到这个耶稣基督怎么样去回答这个问题，说要付税给凯撒大帝的时候。
Think about how he answered the question about a prostitute.
当他怎么样去回答说用石头丢一个犯奸淫的妇女。
About the person who was born blind.
或者是讲到一个人生出来就是瞎眼的人。
How could we speak wholesome words and control our angers?
那我们能够讲怎么样有益的话，能够控制我们的愤怒呢？
I believe we must transform.From self-centeredness to attitude to selfless attitude.
我认为，我相信，确信，我们必须要更换从一个完全以自我中心的一个态度，到一个无私的态度。
We must transform from a man-centered mentality to God-centered mentality.
更重要的，我们必须要更换从一个以人为中心的一个思想，到一个以神为中心的一个思想。
And those transformations are only possible.Through Jesus changing our hearts.
这样的更新变换，唯一只能够借由耶稣基督来改变我们的心。
For what we say reflects what is in our heart and what we dwell on, what we spend our time thinking about.
因为我们所说的反映了我们心里面想什么，也反映了我们在做些什么事情，也反映了我们经常花时间在想些什么事情。
In a few days, we'll be celebrating Christmas.
再不过几天，我们就要庆祝圣诞节。
The birthday of our Lord.
我们神的生日。
Which is one of the two most important days in the year for Christians.
这也是两个季节中间其中一个非常重要的一个季节。
So I suggest, instead of getting caught up in hustle bustle of shopping, buying gifts, and partying.
我认为让大家建议说，除了真的是要赶上要买东西进进出出，然后参加很多的聚会以外
，The most meaningful way to celebrate Christmas is to have a meaningful relation with Jesus Christ.
其实我觉得非常有意义的方式去庆祝 圣诞节，是有一个非常跟我们的主耶稣基督有一个很有意义的一个关系。
Re-examine our relation with them.
让我们继续来思想我们跟主的关系。
So that we can be closer to him.
所以我们能够更亲近他。
To be more like Jesus.
而且更像我们的主耶稣基督。
To be able to speak wisely.
能够讲智慧的话。
Speak to edify.
能够讲话去建立其他的人。
To glorify God.
而且讲说话去让神得荣耀。
And we must resolve.
而且我们必须要立定心志。
That our mouth does not sin.
我们的嘴不犯罪。
We must resolve that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be pleasing to God always.
而且我们要立志说，我们心口讲的话，心里的意念。都得神的荣耀。
This Christmas,
这一个圣诞节
，Think about what you can do to be more like Christ.
我们可以想想看，怎么样能够更像我们的主耶稣基督
？Think about what wise words you can share with people around you.
想想看，有哪些的智慧话语你可以跟你的朋友、跟你的弟兄、跟你的姐妹说
？What kind words or encouraging words you can say to your friends or your brothers and sisters?
跟你的弟兄姐妹朋友能够讲哪一些方面激励的话
？Think about those special Christmas gifts that money cannot buy, but you can get it freely in His name.
我们刚想说，在这个圣诞节中间，你必须有一个特别的圣诞节的礼物的时候，金钱都买不到的圣诞节礼物，你怎么样去都买不到，但是你可以给他给这些圣诞节礼物，用我们主的名。
Thank you. God bless you.
谢谢神祝福你们。